Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, yes, the world, planet Earth, third from the sun of a gun. 360 degrees, and as new worlds emerge, stay alert, stay aware, watch the eagle, watch the bear. Earthquake and foundation shaking, bias breaking, new day making change. Accumulating, liberating, educating, stimulating change. Tomorrow was born yesterday. From inside the rib or the people cage, the era of our first blood stage was blotted or erased or TV screened and defaced. Remember, there's a revolution going on in the world. One blood of early morning revolved to the one idea of our tomorrow. Homeboy, hold on. Now more than ever, all the family must come together. Ideas of freedom and harmony, great civilization, yesterday brought today will bring tomorrow. Neon, Leon, fast lane, brother, you were yesterday when dreams of karma and life still live. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be once again. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, investigating yesterday. I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we look things up, we wouldn't fare too well, and we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean such as they are, to see if we could get a little bit of light. This is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa and claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody, cause hell, there wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization, wasn't none around. How could these folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And to prove all their suspicions, well, didn't have to wait too long. They discovered there were whole tribes of people in plain sight with no clothes on. That's right. The women, the men, the young, and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering their environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. Another way they knew the folks were backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal groups actually fought. And yes, there were some rather crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art. And yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there were medicines, love, and religion, intertribal communication by drum. But no paper and pencils and other utensils, and these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. The dark continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had a plan. They would discover all the places with promise, and didn't need no leases or deeds. Then they'd appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and greed. And when the natives got restless deep in the jungle, they would call it guerrilla attack. And never describe it, folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. Still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once called underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And still, we are constantly hounded with unity just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples below, I assure you, but if interpreting was left up to me, I would swear every time this version ain't mine. That's why it's called His Story. Earth shaking, foundation quaking, bias breaking, new day making change.
conquer undermines all our success.
Music
reaches everyone, rejuvenates the soul.
Together
we feel the essence of the rhythm taking hold.
Got to believe.
when I get a call. You got to take me out when I want to have a ball. You got to lock my friends, but think I'm the best of all, cause I want a little more.
Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. Tonight, well, first let me tell you the songs. This first song was Black History by Gil Scott-Heron. And the last one was by our own Miss Kim Weston, A Little More Love. And tonight, Brother Eddie is going to be discussing You Either Win or Learn. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great. And subwaying off Miss Kim, I hope she's tuned in. She called earlier and I missed her call. I did call her back, but I hope she is tuned in tonight. So. Great song,
yeah.
As usual, by Miss Kim and all of the good music that she put out.
Yeah.
And how you doing before we even get started? How are you doing this evening?
I've had a stressful day, but hopefully it'll get better as the show goes along.
Yeah, it will get better, and this is what you command. You don't give that option, it might get better because it might not get better. But when we take control, just like dealing with the title of tonight's class, we've heard, we've been taught, we've been brainwashed.
Yes.
By hearing the phrase, you either win or lose.
Yes.
It's not how you win or lose, it's how you play the game. See, we've been programmed with these phrases. This is showing us that we have the power to change it, and we do it by not just the thought, but by our words. So it's either you win or you learn, because you never truly lose. In losing, you learn something. When you fail, you learn. When you make mistakes, you learn from those mistakes. Granted, a lot of people don't, but we're not into what other people don't. We're into what our family on the Dry Bones Connection gets into. And I'd be remiss if I didn't start off with saying Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, honor and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is greatly, as always, appreciated. Thank you, family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, we have to take control, because again, we're doing a lot of talking as normal, as a lot of Black people do. A lot
yeah.
of people do in general. You know, and we We're not coming up with solutions where we are the solutions when we control what we're saying, because again, we're truly manifesting the things that we say, regardless if we believe it or not. Regardless if we believe it or not, when we accept things that we've heard, that we've read, that we saw, and we truly believe these things, even if they are a lie, once we accept them mentally, we start to speak, that amplifies our mental thought, these things manifest. They become our reality. And when we keep recycling it, we could never break out. Before we try to start this, that, and the other, start that movement within yourself to change and or rearrange your brain pattern. Reboot and renew what's being given to us. And again, like I said, through the English language, we say thousands of different words with thousands of different meanings. But once we see the number behind the word, we begin to see that the number behind these words bring us together, while the words itself separates us, divides us because of its definition. And we arguing about all these things that have the same number, revealing to us the similarities, not the differences behind the definition of the word. Were you trying to say something, Sister Antoinette?
No, I was listening.
Okay. So with that being said, we're going to start.
We have a caller with their hand up already.
Okay. Bring the call in. We don't want, because I'm quite sure that whatever the family member says, it's already divinely guided into what the class is going to be, what we're going to be discussing in class. So bring the caller in.
Area code 610.
Greetings. This is Gloria. I'm from the suburbs of Philadelphia. I'm a target
individual. Hey, Gloria, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. I'm in a battle every day, 24/7. I'm targeted by the FBI, all the CIA, DOJ, the alphabet gang. And when I started, getting into the numbers, it was unbelievable. Sometimes I have to stop myself from the numbers. You know, I'm riding down the road, and it's like everything comes in so clear that as they're telling you something on the news, you see something totally different. You just know it's not right. And you see it for what it is. The illusion is gone. And you just go to the numbers, and there it is. It's like with saying to someone, I love you. Well, I like you a lot. Well, it's this or that. But if you do the numbers, it is what it is. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for sharing. And I couldn't have said that any better myself, dealing with being able to see the numbers, not just the numbers, but the numbers behind each word being used. It will take you to a different dimension, a different level, each and every time. Things that we've never even suspected is right there in front of us behind the numbers, because again, this is the language of the Creator. It's the language of the universe that we're getting back into by way of using the English word, but seeing the numbers, which basically gives us the messages that we've been missing all this time. So thank you, my sister Gloria. And, hey, the struggle continues. We understand about the system. You know, we're under attack by the system. We can go by all different names, FBI, CIA, HBC, whatever. It's the system. The system is upon us because, again, we are awakening to the truth. Thank you, my sister Gloria. Okay, Sister Antoinette, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. With that, do you have any current events that you want to start the class off with?
Oh, shoot. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
That's no problem. It's never a problem. Again, that was a very thin and a very pleasant call, because my first thought was that was Brother Kwame, or that was Miss Kim, or that was Mother AZ, or some one of our normals, to have someone calling from Philly that doesn't normally call in or chime in. I wouldn't say, I don't know if they're listening or not. Was a pleasant surprise. So I enjoyed that. So
yeah, I don't think that we ever heard Gloria before.
Huh?
I don't think Gloria's ever
heard. We spoke one day because you live in the in Chester County.
No, I live in Delaware.
Okay,
no,
Delaware.
No, okay, we did talk because you asked me where was I born at, and I told you I was born in Chester County.
Right, right, yep.
So, and my mother's family is from Chester County.
Okay, and I tune in every Sunday. The way I tuned into Dry Bones was through Elvira. He mentions Elvira every so often. And
yes,
he,
I remember Miss Elvira.
Yes, so he, Elvira asked me if I would call him and tell him that this is real, being targeted, you know, with space and military weaponry. And I called him one day and spoke to him about it. And it's like, no, Elvira was not losing it. And I've been listening ever since.
Yeah, when I was on another show, and I was doing I was the host there, and I had the targeted individuals, you know, coming on and telling their story, and Miss Elvira was one of them.
Mhm.
Yes, she was the one who started me off with doing it.
All right. All right.
And she had a horrendous time.
Yes, she did. Yes, yes. It's every case is different, and everyone handles it so different. You know, I feel that when I stop, I can remember one night I said, Jesus, if this is what you want for me, so be it. And then I started listening to this gentleman, Brother Will I Am. He was teaching universal law and more science. And after a few conversations with him, I'm like, no, I'm not accepting this. And it just turned my whole way of thinking around. No longer am I going to be the victim. Okay?
Good.
I make them, you coming after me. It's something I have that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're not going to get it because they want me to be in fear, which they will suck off of that energy. And no, I'm not doing it. So.
Yeah,
I work.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I work one day a week. I mean, one day. I work 3 days one week and 4 days another week. I've had a housekeeping service for years, and these are like the last of my clients. And I'm 73. I feel good. I work out 2 days a week, weight training. And like I said, I am not the victim. These animals are victims.
That's so. Right.
Yep. So thank you for listening.
You're welcome. And, you know, there's a guy here in Delaware that he's a targeted individual. But he also works with a lot of people that are targeted where they, you know, they contact him for different things, you know, whatever things that he does, they contact him.
So sometimes you just need the support, you know, someone's voice telling you that been there, done that, it's going to be all right. But
yeah.
I find it difficult with some people because they're still waiting for Jesus. And, you know, I'm like, well, I'm moving on. I have to. And here I am. You know.
Well, your faith will keep you going.
Indeed. Indeed. We just, we all have to, that fear, you know, they've been eating off of us for years because we were scared. We feared them. But their time is up. So.
Yes, it
is. I had the opportunity of listening to having a few lectures under Dr. Francis Cress Welsing. And
oh, good.
That was Yes, that was, oh, boy, awesome. And that was another thing that helped me, you know, when we get out of that, when we say we're waiting for Jesus and they're going to do this, once again, you make yourself a victim. And when you're a victim, you're in fear. My body would be so tight that... I didn't even know how I was breathing, but not anymore. I come and go as I please. Praise the Creator.
Yes. I'm still waiting on Jesus. I can't let him go. I don't want to let him go.
No, well, you know, he has family. He has lineage in France. So... You know, we all have to have somebody or something to hang on to. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay, we have to let Eddie start the show, start the class. Forgive me. We have to let Eddie start the class. But, you know, stay with us now, okay?
Will do.
Okay, you. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Okay, it was a great back and forth, and I must commend Miss Gloria. You sound good at 73, so keep on doing what you're doing because your energy and your vitality and your voice that you're carrying, you know, it's all there. Everything is in divine order. So, again. We're going to stay on that page on letting go of the fear, see, because that's key in what we're talking about right now. You either win or learn. We have to change the negative thoughts, the wrong vibrations, listening to the sayings. How often do you question yourself? Doubt yourself because of what you've been taught, what you've heard to be right, and it was all wrong. So even starting with today's date, Wednesday being 3-6-2024 is an 8.
And when we look at this eight, we remember our last few classes, previous classes, was dealing with our magic. Magic is 17, which is eight. And by the way, fear is 17, which is eight. You can't use your magic if you are in fear, if you are afraid. Because the word alone to a lot of people create fear. Just when we hear magic, black magic, white magic, it's still magic at the end of the day. So that's where we're starting with tonight's class on the 8th with the date. So remember that number, all numbers that we talk about, because tonight's title, You Either Win or You Learn, comes up to 74, which is a 2. Very interesting, that 2. We're going to deal with what's getting ready to happen. A great celestial event is getting ready to occur. And you can look it up, family. And like I said, you got so much information out there. But when you look it up, you will find the correlation of this celestial event that is biblical. Because, again, we can't see what we should see. We see out of conditional perception, what we've been conditioned to perceive. And what's getting ready to happen next month on April 8th is the second of the total solar eclipse. If some of you remember, 7 years ago, on August 21st, we had the total solar eclipse that happened. And now it's happening again. And like I said, when you look these things up, it is going across America, and this very rarely happens where we're able to see it here in North America. But the interesting thing that makes this biblical is that the total eclipse is going virtually the same way, but coming from the opposite direction. And it's going to make a cross over the portion of the United States that it will be seen the most, the longest. And this place that it will cross, that is the most visible here in America, happens to be in Illinois, not Chicago. But it starts basically at Springfield, Illinois. And Springfield is the capital of Illinois. And from Springfield, it goes to the southern part of Illinois. And it crosses right at the bottom at two junctures of Illinois. One is called Carbondale. And the other is called Cairo, or Cairo, Illinois. That should jump out at a lot of individuals, biblically, Cairo. But Carbondale, Illinois, is also called or referred to as Little Egypt. Ain't that something, going all the way back And when you notice the cross that the that it intersects is right there, and right on the other side of Carbondale or Little Egypt in Cairo is the Mississippi River, representing the Nile River. So you have all these ancient places that are reflected here in the West, in Illinois. It'll be seen from Mexico, the United States, and Canada. But that cross that it's making, like I said, it could be referred to as a biblical happening. Because looking at the numbers that we started with, dealing with the date, well, there were 10 plagues of Egypt. And out of those 10, we will deal with the 8th plague. But interesting enough, going back to today's date, dealing with the 8, the magic, and dealing with the title of the class, you either win or learn, which is 74 or 2. It's no coincidence that August 21st, 2017, the first total solar eclipse happened on a Monday. And Monday equals 11, which is that 2. As I said, the title of the class is that 2. It's what's hidden in plain sight. And this year, April 8th, 2024, is on a Monday. So when we look at the first eclipse on a Monday, and this eclipse is going to happen Monday, we're looking at by number 1111. How many times have we talked about 1111?
A lot.
We know that, that said 1111 is the 4. It's truth. It's God. It's spiritual. This is a spiritual happening that's getting ready to happen or occur. And the key thing that I've been telling a lot of us, and I want to reiterate it, is that we are aware now all of the celestial events that happen, be it a new moon, a full moon, an eclipse, lunar eclipse, a solar eclipse, all of these events that happen. We can look up at a full moon. We can look at the eclipse, at all these things. What we truly have to understand is that we don't have to be faked into looking at what we are spiritually a part of. All we have to do is be aware in order to vibrate on that frequency of energy that these events give us spiritually. A lot of us miss it because we're in awe looking at what's happening and not knowing that this is happening in you. You are a part of the happening. This is the time that we can step out of the frame so we can see the picture. But if you can't remove yourself from the frame, understand that you are a part of the picture. What are you looking at? You can't look at the picture if you're part of the picture in the picture. You're part of what's happening. And this is what it is, family. This is what's happening in us spiritually. The energy, the spiritual awakening that we are part of and we've been talking about.
And again, as I stated earlier, we have to change the negative thoughts, the wrong vibrations, the sayings, the doubting of oneself, the questioning of oneself. By just believing in something makes it exist. Power is truly in the tongue. That's why power is 19, which is 1, and tongue is 28, which is 1. Add power and tongue, you got 47, which is that 2 again. Happening on a Monday. You either win or learn. All that too. But, again, as I said, it's the 8th plague of the Egyptians that we're talking about. And when you go down the list, you can find all of the plagues in Exodus because it was, that's what was happening. The Hebrew Israelites were basically trying to get their freedom. And these plagues were placed upon Egypt. The first plague being turning water into blood. The second plague dealing with frogs. The third plague dealing with lice or gnats. The fourth plague dealing with wild animals or flies. The fifth plague is pestilence of livestock. Sixth plague was boils. The seventh plague, thunderstorms of hail and fire. The eighth plague was locusts. The ninth plague was 3 days of darkness. And the tenth plague was death of the firstborn son. And as I said, we're dealing with that eighth plague. Revelations 2 will tell you, when he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like a smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. Revelations 9:3, and out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. Revelation 9:4, and they were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their forehead. So we deal with numbers, family, to break a lot of things down. And right away, understanding when we talk about the seal, those seven seals, seven chakras, seven liberal arts, but we're into the Bible and it's called the seal. That seal comes to 14, which is the 5. I got 5 on it. God's will comes to 32, which is the 5. That's the seal. See, so understanding that we have to start to recognize the signs and symbols that we see today, here and now, that reference things that happen biblically, things that happen to our ancestors. So the locust, which, by the way, locust comes to, and that's singular locust, the locust comes to 26. 2 plus 6 is the 8.
the magic. But the locust was one of the plagues. As we just mentioned, it was the eighth plague. We're not going to get locusts. And we know the cousin to the locust is the grasshopper. But the locust has another cousin, which is called, oh my goodness. give me a second, family. The cicadas, I'm sorry. That's the word I was looking for. That eluded me earlier today. But the cicada is 17, which is 8, like the locust is 26, which is 8. The difference, as I said, the locust was dealing with the plague. The cicadas are not dealing with the plague. The spiritual meaning, or the biblical meaning of the cicada, as the Bible tells it, is that the ancient Israelites also made a musical racket upon being liberated from the Egyptian enslavers. Just as the cicadas singing is a joyful celebration of their long overdue freedom and liberation. So when we see the cicadas, it's their liberation from freedom, because the cicadas come out every 13 to 17 years. And there's that 17 again, that 8. They have what's called the brood 19. And the brood 19 cicadas come out every 13 years. The brood 8 comes out every 17 years. Interesting enough, and this is a very rare occasion, that both brood 19 and brood 17, brood 19 and brood 17, a brood 8, which is 17, I'm thinking of the years, will be out at the exact same time this year. Why am I saying that, or saying all of this? Because, again, recognizing that the locusts, plural, are represented by the cicadas. Locusts, plural, is now 32. The 5. Cicadas, plural, is 23, the 5. Are we seeing this 5 that comes up? And it was dealing with the Israelites being set free. Israelite is 41, which is 5. We have to understand that 5 deals with brown people. Brown is 14, the 5. It deals with colored people. How long have we been called colored? Colored is 23, the 5. But I only said that to let us know who we are first, but we're not the first and only. Don't get it twisted. Because at the end of the day, human beings come to 41, the 5. See, all human beings are included. You're only excluded if you don't have that seal, seal is 14 being the 5. That seal is no more than God's will that's already in you. The Creator is innately within us, each and every one of us, with a piece of that puzzle to bring together to see the whole picture within that frame. So understanding what cicadas symbolizes spiritually, the cicadas represent personal change, family. And remember, change is 23, the 5, and it's personal. The cicadas represent renewal. Renewal happens to be 23, which is the 5. Represents rebirth and transformation. Transformation is 50, which is the 5. That's what we're going through. This change is our transformation. But that song that the cicadas, that joyful noise that they're making is for this spiritual transformation, this renewal, rebirth, personal change that we're going through. And again, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring it back to seeing what has occurred with the second total solar eclipse. Because as I mentioned earlier, where it basically intersects the southern part of Illinois, all of that is letting us know it's a precursor to the cicadas. Because the cicadas will be here at the end of April. The beginning of April, the second Monday in April, which is the 8th, is the total solar eclipse. The cicadas will be at the end, but it's no coincidence. They're going to be, with both of these brews, they're going to be trillions, not millions, not billion, but trillions of cicadas. And guess where the majority of these cicadas will be at? Right there in southern Illinois again, starting from Springfield, Illinois. And by the way, Springfield, Illinois comes to 77. 7 plus 7 is 14, that's 5. Going downward to Little Egypt, and from there to Cairo. The majority of these cicadas will be there in the same spot that intersects that total solar eclipse. So we better keep our eyes on Illinois, which means Chicago especially, because that's the hub. Things that's getting ready to pop off. It's a lot that's getting ready to happen, but a lot too, because Chicago has been the blueprint for a lot of the urban areas and communities for the last decade or more. Chicago being targeted as not just the gangster capital anymore, it was the capital of murder. They tried to push it, saying that it was so many murders and things. But you go back to past classes, I proved that to be false back in 5 years ago, where they were quitting Chicago and black, but that's another story. Anyway, we have to understand that Chicago is being echoed because of all of these Democratic cities, and I hate to put Democrats, but that's it is what it is, investing in what they've dubbed as sanctuary cities. Because, again, let's keep it real. When America has never, ever, 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 ever taken care of her citizens like she should, especially the black, brown, and poor communities, the homeless, the veterans. We can go on and on, but America has never, ever taken care of her citizens the way she is now taking care of all of these immigrants that are being ushered into America. We could go back over what Sister Gloria talked about when she touched on her and Dr. Francis Well-Cressing, that the population estimation growth of whites having babies was zero. Y2K, Y2K, right on the verge of 2000. By 2000, it was said they would be at zero population of having babies. Since then, we've had 9/11 and 2001. And remember, 9/11, 2001 is a five. That should give us indication on how this works right in front of us, what numbers are being played. Because, again, game recognize game. And if you don't recognize the game by the number, ooh, I got something to tell you. Who game are you recognizing? That's why game is 14. Game is that five. That's why they've been playing us like a broken fiddle. They use the game on human beings as race, color, to keep us divided. Human beings, 41, 5. Race, 14, 5. Color, 14, 5. Divided, 32, 5. Game, 14. Game, recognize game, family. Taking us back to the cicadas. 23, which is 5. Are we recognizing the game that they put us in? Even Antoinette, still waiting on Jesus. Don't leave out Christ. Because without Christ, you ain't got the 5. You just got a 9. Jesus Christ is 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. Antoinette is 41. Yes, my sister. But know and claim what it is by number who you attach to, not by their word. Again, Stevie said it best. When you believe in things you don't understand, you suffer. And we've been taught to believe in these things that we hold and gravitate to for so long, too long. See, it's nothing wrong with believing, but find it in your heart, your way, what it is that you believe in, the way you believe in it, not by nobody else's standards, methods. Because that keeps us trapped, bound, and limited. This is why we float around in fear so much. Right now, three letters have a lot of people tripping during this time of the year. It's called the IRS. Taxes, baby. By the way, taxes come to 22-11-11, which is actually spiritual 40. But they They're getting paid by other means. That's why paid is 13. They know what they're doing by the words being used that reflect the numbers that we never see because we don't pay attention to, and they're hitting in plain sight, family. All of us hitting right here in plain sight. So we have to take back. We have to talk about the things that we are totally abreast of, that we are aware of. We can't continue to repeat, imitate, regurgitate what we've heard over and over and over again, because even a lie, after we say it and speak it for so long, becomes our reality, our truth. And a lot of us are holding on to a lot of these lies. But that's why those of us with that seal in our forehead, which means our third eye, because let's not forget this grand crossing, or this cross from this total solar eclipse, will open our spiritual third eye for those whose third eye has not been open yet. Because even biblically, those 7 years from the first eclipse to this talks about the 7 years of tribulation biblically that we would go through. And who can deny the 7 year tribulation that we've gone through since 2017. 2019, we got introduced to another five. It was called a corona virus. Coronavirus is 41. Understanding corona is 14. But when I add virus being 27 on the 14, I got 41. Keep changing the name, the number, family. I constantly say, till I check out of this existence, the numbers have stayed the same constantly. They've just given us new words, new phrases and sayings. And again, it's the proverbial shit, which is no more than the word. The shit that they threw on the wall, the word that they threw on the wall, to see what sticks. And once we stop saying 1-5 and replace it with another 5, this is how it's done. Well, what 5 replaced another 5? We used to constantly call and say the flu. Flu is 14. And since 2019, 2020, when we start using coronavirus 41, flu 14 died. Die is 14. Ain't that something? Dead is 14. Death is 23. It's all the 5. But don't get it twisted like 5 is bad. I told you, Jesus Christ. It's 5. God's will is 5. Heaven is 5. As above, so below. Our heaven, so below, is right here in our temple. Temple is 23. What's at the top of your temple? It's called your brain. Brain is 14. Right there where the seal 14 is placed in your forehead. All this has reference, but because we didn't see the number, we can't connect the dots to see whatever it is we're supposed to see. Because by knowing these numbers, everybody listening to me will still get different words. Same number. Number ain't going to change. but they get different words to be able to articulate their craft. Because your craft is your truth. Your craft is your art. We're artists, damn it. Create. The Most High has given us the ability to create, and we've stopped creating. The creative power that is given comes through our imagination. Create is 36. Imagination is 36. It's the same thing. Information is 36. We've replaced the information that we've been taught, and we've stopped using our creativity, 45, which is still the 9, to use our imagination that is more powerful than any information that anybody can give you, because your imagination is yours and yours alone. We stop using it. But this is the reason they won't show babies. They want our children. They want the youth. Because they still imagine. We've stopped and started using what we deem as knowledge. And a lot of the knowledge that we assume is wrong, because it was taught to us one way. It wasn't taught to us as I'm sharing with us by number. There is no limitation. Even with the words, you can't limit me with the definition behind words now to trap me and bound me. It can't be done. Because I know too many words that I see the numbers. I see where the numbers, the messages are leading me to understand that we are all messengers sent here with a message. Messenger is 41. Bam, the 5. Family, what have we heard? Don't kill the messenger. Well, we all have a message. That's why message is 31, spiritual truth. But we are messengers, 41 human beings, 41. All human beings are messengers. But what message are you delivering? That's all part of that thought that comes from that seal. Seal 14, thought 41. This is why from that sun that will be blocked, sun being 13, it gives us vitamin D. Sun 13, vitamin D, D is 4, family. This is why we get vitamin D exactly from the sun. Rays. The rays of the sun. Rays is 14. That shines on us on a constant basis. So these things dealing with celestial events, once we understand even the full moon has a frequency and vibration for us. That's why full moon comes to 4. Spiritual. Truth. Which is absolute. That's the only thing that's absolute. It's truth. The only thing that's absolute is God. It's the same number. But that's taking me back somewhat to, again, 2000 and the birth rate dropping. Well, Sister Antoinette, which I didn't do my due diligence, but I did a little bit.
wanted us to talk about the King Alfred Plan, which a lot of us have heard of, also known as King Alfred's Plan Rex 84. And Rex stands for Readiness Exercise. How many exercises were we seeing them do within that seven-year reign that we were talking about from 2017, the first total solar eclipse, to now, 2024? All of these different Mossad, rescue, FEMA, because again, and looking at the King Alfred Plan, you see that they put FEMA as one of the heads over the King Alfred's Plan. And it's very interesting today that when you look up the King Alfred, they're constantly trying to tell you that this document was fictional.
Yes.
Again, fictional is, in retrospect, when they tell us that it's not real, being fictional. But they tell us in spirituality, it's called a conspiracy. That's why conspiracy is 31 and spirit 31 is spiritual 31, which is true 31. It's true. But to get us off the truth, they'll tell us or convince us, trying to, that it is a conspiracy. Stop the madness.
Mm.
Just like with the King Alfred's Plan, stop the madness of it being fictional, when everything that is documented in that is what they've been doing since the 60s. Since the assassination of Kennedy, the assassination of Malcolm X, the assassination of Dr. King, the assassination of different Black Panther Party members. I can go on and on and on. Fred Hampton, I can go on, family.
Yeah, we have
but
a call.
Basically, okay, let me finish this. It was basically talking about the extermination of our people, which we see now. And I hate to say that once those who have been boxed in through the institutionalized mind of education, they don't need to do as much as they were doing it, because it becomes self-perpetuating, where we start to kill one another. But a beautiful thing that I heard by Brother Dick Gregory was that you have blacks killing black. Why are we worried about killing another black? Well, the question is, to those who even push the black scenario of killing blacks in the mindset, once all the blacks kill the blacks, who's left to be killed? White people, wake up. Wake up. See, because it was never referred to as white on white crime like it is black on black during the 30s, 40s, the roaring 20s. See, murder and killing is, it is what it is. Why must one put a color on killing? Because it doesn't change the variable of death. Bring the call in, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Area code 706. I believe that's Brother Kwame.
Sounds like it. Our great elder. Yep.
Good evening, Sister. Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Eddie. Yeah, you know, we've good all evening, heard the King Alfred. Right. The King Alfred Plan and Rex 84. And they have another one that they have another executive order. That's when they were doing the maneuvers in 2015 down there in Southwest. Jade Helm, when they were doing that maneuvers in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. But what we're seeing, and, you know, you got it on point where it's crisscrossing there at Carbondale, but it was that name of Egypt. Or that because the North had to come and get the grain and corn from southern Illinois, and that was one of the hubs at Carbondale. But it also, Egypt, it's also, it's given the name Egypt, but you have names of city or towns there in southern Illinois. You got Cairo, you got Thebes, and you got Karnak. All three of those cities are names of cities that's in Egypt. And so those were the parts of it. And they looked at it being also by getting the corn, and they would come down to get it, but they would see what? Going east of Carbondale is Cahokia. Those were the three pyramids, just like on the Nile. And so that was the similarities, because Illinois has a lot of history, and Illinois is what the Native Americans called it, I-L-L-N-I, Illinois. And they just changed it and put the noise on it. The other part that really happens with it, and you always say we got five on it, right?
Correct.
Okay, you know where McCormick Place is?
What did you say?
Right there on Lakeshore Drive. You know where McCormick Place is?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure, I know where McCormick is. Yes.
That's 41. That's where I-55 ends. That's where the double nickel ends. It runs from in the Gulf all the way across. It comes across Memphis, and then it comes across St. Louis. So it's the only interstate that cross two rivers, the same river twice. Illinois also has the largest deposit of uranium. I mean, as far as nuclear, is Illinois. Illinois is also famous. It has the tallest building in the country. Illinois is also famous is because Illinois was the first state to ratify the 13th Amendment of no slavery. Because who did it? President Lincoln, he wasn't born there, but he was the representative of Illinois. So that's where the first 13th Amendment was ratified in any of the states at the time of the Civil War. So Illinois has a lot of, you know, things in which it's famous for. The first McDonald's was in Alton, Illinois. The first Hostess Twinkie was invented in Illinois. And so what you're seeing is that spot is because across from Cahokia, and also right there just below Carbondale is Nauvoo, Illinois. And this is where John Smith and his brother and Brigham Young formulated their brought their religion there. They were on the other side of the river in Iowa. And then they started in polygamy, and the townspeople got upset with them and chased them out. And then when they settled in Nauvoo, they had a fight with the people because they were trying to get the people to do the same thing with polygamy. And the town they arrested John Smith, and they didn't catch Brigham Young, and they killed him because he was trying to escape jail, him and his brother. And Brigham Young took the congregation, and the formation of what their religious was the Seventh-day Adventist. That's why the Seventh-day Adventist main headquarters right there in Nauvoo, Illinois, and Brigham Young took the rest of the congregation, it split, and they went to Utah, and which became the Mormons.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I like
looking at why is that crossing there, because that's a grid. And do you know that the Mississippi River went across the Mississippi River, went across from the west to the east. Now it's coming from the west to the southwest is coming across. It's because the Mississippi River is the zero magnetic point on Turtle Island. Everything radiates from the Mississippi is the zero point, goes east and goes west as far as its electromagnetic fields. And then Missouri is right there where the Madrid fault line, because you got the San Andrea out west, you got the Madrid fault line, but you also have the energy of Arkansas connecting to the Mississippi River, and it's got 170 miles of crystals. The largest one bed of crystals in the world is there, running from the Mississippi up through Arkansas into almost Oklahoma, around Fort Smith, where the Atlanteans put in the emerald crystal. So they're all connected, and that's why you have the Jefferson Memorial, because that's a gateway. And that energy is because that is kind of triangulating energy from Pilot Mountain to Mount Shasta to Stone Mountain in Georgia. It creates that pyramid. And so you have that energy that flows, and it's just like on the Nile. That Mississippi River rises, it floods and make that farmland rich, and then it goes down, but they start damming it. And getting the water lower and lower, because the Mississippi starts where they killed George Floyd at in Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned earlier the Mississippi representing here the Nile River in the east, number one. And Illinois is in Region 5. There's the 5. And it's on the 41st parallel, 415.
Right.
So, yeah, all of that
right.
is, yeah.
But the other part of that is that's where the Ohio and Mississippi meet up, because it's called the pyramid, because Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois, that's the triangle. They call it the triangle. And so it has that pyramid energy. Because that the way of those rivers flowing into one another.
That's it.
Missouri, Ohio, into the Mississippi.
See, what's the other river called? Wabash River.
Oh, it's a river, but it's more like a tributary. They have runoff rivers that. They're really tributaries that run into, you know, waters run off. It's like the Chicago River.
Okay.
The Chicago
Got
River
it.
And the Chicago River is the only river, you know, in the country that run. They made it run backwards because it used to run into Lake Michigan until they started putting waste in it. And then they had to block it and then canal it in order for it to run back and not run into the lake. But now the lake is polluted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's showing if the water's polluted, then the land's going to be polluted. And we see that the land around Lake Michigan or the river, Chicago River, that Chicago is polluted right now. We see, again, all of the craziness that's happening. But, again, that's that seven-year tribulation between these two total solar eclipse that we're having, that basically is pinpointing. But that's why the cicadas with the jubilee, the racket, the noise, Illinois, the cicada makes the most noise of insects, and this is where it's going to be, the majority of
but
the cicadas.
Also, you have to understand something, too. This is 2024, which is an 8, right? Cicadas come up. They only come up every 17 years, which is an 8.
Yeah, I mentioned that. You got two brews this time. You got Brew 19, which comes up every 13 years, and Brew 8, which comes up every 17 years. Strange enough, Brew 8, 17 years, and 17 is an 8. So, yeah, I mentioned that in the beginning of class that, yeah, this is what these cicadas are doing, and the numbers are right there. That's why even, as you said, this year being 8, today's date, 3-6-2024 is an 8. So we started off with the magic. Magic is 8 right there with the day's date and everything else that you're adding to what's being said this evening. So it's great. It's always on point. It's always divine.
But see, we got to look at what does the cicada mean? Cicada means the past. Happiness from your past is returning, and surprising gifts and offerings will touch your heart and explore past life connections. That's what the cicada represents in the animal's guide.
Okay, I gave a slight different one of the symbolism, the spirituality and symbolism of the cicada, which represents personal change, renewal, rebirth, and transformation.
Yeah, and that's part of your past. It means it's right. Kind of saying the same. Happiness from your past is returning. So
mm-hmm.
the things in which they're coming out to re themselves, but it's part for us to get the energies from. For us is the gift offering that will touch our hearts and to explore past life connections. These are what happened 17 years ago, what happened, you know, 13 years ago. And so you're now having to, like, Mercury goes retrograde. So everything is going to send us back to look at it because we're moving forward.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that's the joyful celebration of the noise being made that is overdue. All of this is overdue to happen for us. And again, that's the mirroring or the reflection of what's happening, as we say, as above, so below, with the cicadas.
And that's, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying. So below comes the 23.
Okay.
Cicada comes to 23. Heaven is 23. So as above, so below. As in heaven, so here on earth, so below. So these are the things now, seeing these numbers behind the word that reflects what's happening in the cosmos that's happening right here.
And this is why you have the solar maximum, these 11 years of the solar maximum that we're in now. They would think it's supposed to be up in 25, but it's been peaked now in 24. And the thing that's happening with these waves that's coming off the coronal mass ejections and the solar winds that's coming off, the electromagnetic field, the human frequency has gone from 7.8 up to 44. And this, and especially now that it's even causing to frequency that your brain waves are being challenged at night because of these waves are now emitting all through the day and the night. And so in your circadian rhythm is going to be challenged, and the people are feeling like they using psychedelics is because this is the frequency coming up from the earth that's coming off of the sun.
Yes, indeed. That ejection from those solar rays, like I said, are admitting in time it emits what we should be getting. And again, it lets us know that we're getting what we're supposed to be getting when we start having conversations
of activation through what's being communicated. So yes, it's definitely, it's happening to the max.
Right, and the other part is we're in our galaxy. Well, we have, this solar system has not been in this part of the galaxy for 26,000 years. And we're now moving forward in this move of this galaxy, this solar system, and that this is why we're having right now, all of the planets are direct, but we're in line with the outer dwarf planets like Sedna and Ceres and these other ones that they're now discovering, that's now sending energy along the pathway of the sun. So now you're getting planets that we haven't been in. Sedna only comes around every 11,400 years. And we're now in alignment with that dwarf planet because it's out further than Neptune. And so that planet is now coming, move, it takes 72 years to move closer, as close as it's going to get to the Earth before it makes that trip of 11,000 years again. So we're getting Sedna's energy, which Sedna is the goddess of the Arctic waters, the Antarctic and the Arctic. She is the one who's over the orcas and the seals and the ones that live in the Arctic. And the Innus have their story about her. But what Sedna spells is S-E-D-N-A. And this is the part of the energies that's causing the energy of activation of the human DNA. See, we're having this cosmic consciousness, and it's constantly always feeding into the planet, this interference, and this is why they're putting these satellites that they want to be able to transmit. Instead of running through cable, they're going to run it through the satellite transmission. This is what Elon Musk is wanting to do. In disconnecting from the fiber optics, he's going to work it from space, and he's going to have antenna bases that he's going to be able to transmit his phone signals through this. That's what he's working on. And see, the part that's happening with that is that all of that space junk up there, and the thing that's happening that people don't understand, 87% of the carbon footprint is from the cell phone, from the smartphone. All the material, all the energy in which it's transmitting out from each one of these billions of cell phones that's on the planet is messing with the carbon footprint. It's not about climate change this technology is changing the frequency of the human consciousness. This is why they're doing the testing and seeing how they can use the phone to tap into sleeper cells and make you a sleeper, because they can tap into your brain waves now. They know
yes.
The frequency.
Oh, yeah. That's why they use what you just said, climate change and global warming, to offset and distract the people. And it has nothing to do with that. Like you said, it's the frequency. It's the vibration. And they've tapped into it, and again, they're trying to keep us as far away from this as possible.
Yeah, but see, that's the part. That's why they're trying to create condensed people. All right, they didn't herd everybody into the urban. You've banned everybody that's coming to urban areas, so that you've banned them from nature. Now you want to create smart cities where you're going to have all of this technology frequency there in one condensed area that's going to make it convenient, but it's toxifying the human, because you're being microwaved by every time that you travel through all of this power lines, cell phone towers. That's why you don't see bees. That's why hummingbirds are disappearing. All of this is because the magnetite is being attacked in the insect. And it's being attacked in the animals, because animals now do not know how to migrate the way they used to follow the electromagnetic field. it's too much interference. You don't see pigeons sitting on phone lines like you used to, do you?
No, you don't. No, you do
why?
Not.
We didn't ask the question, why are they not sitting on the power lines like they used to? They can't sit because the frequency that's running through those wires is too intense for their magnetite in their brain, their brain compass. So what is it doing to the people? Why is the man's sperm count have gone from 160 million sperm in a milliliter a man will release to now today it's only at 40 million? 120 million sperm has been eliminated in the male body.
Viagra Cialis. This is, and again, that goes back to when we talk about your diet. Do you eat this or do you eat that? This is why we've been telling the family, don't buy and purchase seedless fruit. Stay away from seedless watermelon, seedless oranges. You know.
Right, but this. And this is why I said about, you heard me a long time ago, start talking about we need the overground railroad because over us is the Milky Way, and we need the consciousness is coming from the Milky Way to be guided by that. But we also need to create oases because, yeah, they're making all that, but those are deserts. Those are grocery store deserts. Deserts, because you walk into a Kroger's or A&P, whatever store is in your community, Jewel's, whatever, you walk in and ask the manager, you say, well, where's your health food section? They're going to point over to a small corner where they got shelves lined with stuff that says organic. So what is the rest of the store? Death. The rest of the store is death.
Well, that's true, but we can't even be sure today that what they label as organic to truly be organic.
And this is why you have the indigenous communities now on reservations and people are now getting their land and they're beginning to process their own seed, their heirloom seeds, and begin to grow and harvest the seeds from what they grow. Because you can't harvest the seeds from this stuff that's GMO'd. They're not made to reap to. You have to buy more from them because they only have one lifespan. Terminators.
That is. That's true.
And the part about it is we're eating this, and you know, and this is something people can't understand. If that Monsanto has made corn Terminator seed, why are you eating popcorn?
Yes, buddy. Yes. But that's it. That's why I don't know what it was, but I have 20-year-old seeds that I can still grow today,
right?
You know, and I don't know what made me keep seeds back in the day before all this came about, but I did, and I do have seeds that I plant, you know, sparingly here and there, but I got enough of them that'll last me a good while. But yeah, family.
What has Bill Gates invested in? Bill Gates has had
seeds.
People to go around the world and collect seeds from every
seeds.
Plant. They
yep.
have what they call seed vaults, and they have them in the caves and underground, and they're keeping all of these seeds to regrow the earth because they know how they're toxifying and polluting it. And you look at, you know, you get these TikTok clips and you get civilizers driving into these caves and unhooking refrigerated trailers and leaving them in there. They're storing up the food because they're knowing what they're getting ready to do. See, that's the King Alpha plan, because they ain't got to, all they got to do is put the National Guards in front of Walmart and all of the grocery stores and shut the power off, and guess what? We'll all march to prison camps.
Yep.
Those that feel that need, that can't provide. Why are they bringing immigrants from the jungle who have did what down there in the jungle? They cultivated coca plants. They cultivated and worked as far as knowing how to work agriculture in that area. So guess where they're all at now? All up here in these sanctuary cities.
Yeah,
because
that's what,
they're buying up all the farmland.
Yep, farmers, and again, this is what I mentioned earlier, how the system has purposely and systematically made sure that the people of America don't receive anything, and we're paying up the yin-yang in taxes. But all of this money from taxes and other sources that we should be getting is now being distributed to these sanctuary cities, to this influx of the immigrants on all sides, coming from all borders, not just Mexico border. They're coming all across
the
water.
But what is the reason that they're coming up here for? Is because what we sent down there when Reagan and Nixon was going into the South America, sending the chemicals to process the coca leaves to make the cocaine, the drug of the queen of the drugs. That's what they were processing. So all of that generation that you see coming up was part of those children that came out of that Contra cartels that's running those cities now. Their drug lords is running those, and this is what the United States did in order to get a massive amount of people herded into this country in order for them to make a new process. Because if anything, you can open up some coca leaves and put the chemical, and they can process cocaine in any warehouse for you. Because that's what they learned.
Yeah, that was all that we didn't know when we were under the illusion of the war on drugs. It wasn't the war we thought of. It was the war that they were creating and manipulating to get all these drugs to where it is now, you know, because we didn't allow anything in. We know who allowed everything in, you know,
right,
and what they've been over to all these countries doing. Go ahead.
Right, but what you have in the war, you're having war on a substance. You're not having war on tea. This is the trick that they're doing with this too. And we're looking at all of these people coming up out of the South. Those people are origin. Their ancestors were always right here. They're indigenous people of this land, the South America and the North America and Mexico. They're indigenous. They didn't come over on any boats. And we're calling them immigrants like we did in Katrina. But we give greater funding to the refugees, unmelanated people that's flying in here from Ukraine. And now they're going to be coming in from Israel. They're going to send the because the thing that happens with it, and this is why they had such a big protest about this cop city that they were trying to build here, and people protested and stopped it. The thing is every police department in this country has been trained by the Israeli soldiers.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that some time ago, how the Mossad, all of these cops, this is why you don't have cops basically shooting in the leg or shooting when you got somebody with a knife or a bat or a stick, you know, they're taking you out. They're This is what they were taught by the Israeli military. You know, no questions asked, take them out. Shoot first, ask questions later.
What does the police department need with armored vehicles and flight jackets and AR-15s weaponry? That's war material. Fund it. That's what they were talking about. Defund the police, because look at the money that they're investing in war machines for to patrol the city streets. And that's what we say, our tax dollars, and look where it's going. And the other part of it is that because what they're looking at is the elimination by starvation creates elimination. By starvation creates elimination. They're doing.
Yes, indeed. And
what do they call?
That's the. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because what do they call those people? Useless eaters. Useless eaters. When did we? You have men that fought for this country that are sleeping on the streets, and you got people that's coming up. Yeah, okay, that's. But the thing of it is that you damaged this man and sent him over there to do stuff that he can't really get his mind wrapped up around together. You sent him through a boot camp, but you didn't send him through a reboot camp when he came back home. You just gave him a discharge paper and sent him out there.
Yeah. No deprogram from the program, you know. So, yes, they're looking at that eating and the famine. I always turn it to the spiritual. See, because for me, that's our real starvation. We're starving for spiritual truth and information, and we're not getting fed the truth. That's the real starving. This is why we're distracted with all this other famine and material and physical nonsense that we're distracted by, and not understanding that at the end it's the spiritual warfare that we talk
right.
about. That's the famine and starvation. That's what we're missing. That's what we ain't getting. That's what we're not being fed, other than being by one another, the spiritual insight that and guidance that we need. And that's the only place it's going to come from. As we say, it's up to us to fix us. So we're the ones that's got to straighten this out. We can't wait for those who impose this famine, this nonsense on us. We have to help one another. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and you're correct in it. But see, what we're looking at, this is why I'm putting together this piece that I want. I'm still working on it because I'm constantly finding more information. It's called DI on TI versus AI causing MI, which stands for divine intelligence on Turtle Island versus the artificial intelligence that's causing the mental illness. Because what you're right in feeding the people is that divine intelligence is doing this with the consciousness is coming from the cosmos, the frequency changes, all of that is consciousness for us to elevate our spiritual evolution to the next level. But you get this thing called artificial intelligence, and then you turn around and they use it to do what? Take knowledge. They're calling it technology, but it's to take the knowledge, your spending habits, your buying habits, your eating habits, your location where you live, your location of who you're communicating with, your location, and they're taking the knowledge and compiling it into a base of information. Taking the knowledge.
Yes, they are. And they've been doing that for the longest.
all of our knowledge, all of our inventions, everything that we've done, they've basically taken it, patented it, and called it their own. They've stolen legacy, and I mean, we can go back and back, and yeah, they have taken our knowledge and now call it technology. So yes, I agree.
This is the problem that we're having. The few of us that, Sister Antoinette, the motherboard, you, Brother Eddie, the numbers, you know, you got Dry Bones, you got Brother X, you got Eric. You have us few that are putting, and even the sister that called in, you know, that when before you started the class.
Yes,
we have
Sister Gloria.
Right, and we have the few that are tapped thing that we're having is that they're focused on the preschoolers and the children, when we as elders have to be understanding that we did more with less than we do now with all this technology.
That is correct.
We
this
did
is
more.
Why I... Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we have to look back and look at what it is that we have, the part of our knowledge, the knowing, the divine intelligence. We know about the wood wide web, and when we farmed and created agriculture to create their wealth, created a civilization. Why do you think they named the place where you're getting your wheat and corn from the story of what was it, the brother that sold the other brother, and when the famine was coming, he told him to go to Egypt and get all of the corn and stuff and put it into the storehouses. This is what you're doing, because that's the crisscross in telling us we got to look back at the past, not just at what's happening on Turtle Island, what happened in that place that we call Kemet.
Yes, that's like you said, with us decades before having less and doing more, that's because we learned how to use our imagination as children, and our imagination gave us the ability to create from that imagination. They are taking the imagination away from our children with technology. They imagine what they could do or how they could beat a game, how they could beat what they're playing on a system, which limits their imagination to a system that they're playing, to a game. Okay. This is why I mentioned that five is game. Game is 14. Game should recognize game. We should be able to recognize what's happening and why they're after our children and using technology to get them.
And see, the part that you're correct in using that word, but that word is, it has a different connotation when you break it apart. The image of a nation. When we give our children, that image of a nation is what they're getting out of that game that they're playing. And you see the destruction that's going on in the streets with our children. We are not giving them the image of a nation as a people, because we came up, we went to grandma's house and went in grandma's backyard, and we didn't go in the grocery store. We went down the street and asked Miss Jones, Mama wants some tomatoes, and you go out there in the backyard and pick them. See, that was a nation. They called it a community.
And
this
or a village.
A
yes, that's
right.
Correct.
And
that's
this
correct.
Is not a nation. Now, you're trying to go to the bodegas or to the gas station and get some chips and some poison, and that's your store. And because they're closing the stores up in the community and moving them out to the burbs, and if you don't have a car for transportation, densing it and making these food deserts. There's an app you can get and put on your phone to tell you where the food deserts are and where are the Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and the good stuff that they consume. It tells you where those stores are. That's how they mapped out the hood.
Yeah, that's why they got us in the hood, right here in the hood, hooked, you know. So, yeah, that's – but, again, all of this is what we
– what does a hood do? See, a hood, when you put hoods on a horse, you keep him from looking from side to side. And you just keep his eyes on the road where he's gone. When you put a hood on the person's head, he don't know what's on the side of him. All he sees is what's in front of him. We don't know our
tunnel vision. Tunnel vision, yes, indeed.
And we don't know. Most people now living in spaces don't know who living next door to them. We used to know who lived next door to you, across the street from you, across the alley from you, and basically who were the people up and down the block. Now, you knew where Big Mama's house was when you got in trouble.
Exactly.
How many Big Mama houses are in our community these days?
You got a flop house. Oh yeah, you got all those. But again, that's the village concept that has been taken out of the scenario. You know, the real community, the neighborhood, has been turned into just a hood. As you said, when you wear a hood and you have those blinders on, so we're not connecting to each other, but that's all part of the technology game, to be connected to technology and not to humanity.
Right, and that's taking the knowledge. And see, the other part that happens, you have to look at something. And I just was looking at this because they were talking about the five things that's gone wrong in the hood. And the first picture that they put up there was what? Ice Cube and Cudi Jr. and Boys in the Hood using the Glocks. Used to be, you know, we shoot like cowboys, because that's how we saw how to use a gun until we got Boys in the Hood. And guess what? Everybody knew how to turn that 9 to the side and shoot, knew how to get that Uzi and pump it out there. That's when they began to really do a job on eliminating our generations. The boys in the hood. The boys, and what do you see? The boys are wearing hoods.
All back to the root word. Dealing with the image of a nation, starting with the image. And this is what they have been giving us, the image, and people have been following these images from television, from movies, from now YouTube and other social media platforms. Again, we have to change that narrative of negative thoughts and the wrong vibrations of things that we are hearing and saying in order to change the paradigm that is already shifting with or without us. The paradigm shift is on, and a lot of us aren't shifting with it. We're still using that old-fashioned, those old ways that have been programmed.
Right, but we have to understand something. The solar system, this planet in the solar system, is riding on the tracks of the Milky Way, and it's moving. It does not have a station that it stops at. It's constantly giving you what you need and what you're doing to ride this new cycle out. And we're riding out of the 2,120 years called Pisces Virgo. And the train is going right into the 2,120 years called Aquarius and Leo. It don't stop moving. We stop because we are a generation, and we stop our cycle of life But the next cycle is, what are we giving them to be able to stay on this moving solar system? The soul train. That's what we need to be riding, because the soul train wasn't on the ground. The picture of the soul train was what? It was moving in the what? In the sky.
Yes, indeedy. Yes,
so
indeedy.
What are you going to do? The soul train.
Yeah, that's getting back to AI and what it's trying to manipulate and change, which is no more than the soul, a.k.a. consciousness. See, AI doesn't have a soul nor a consciousness, but this is what they're trying to replace our conscious souls with, artificial intelligence.
And the key point that you always got to ask yourself, who is AI's God? We know who
AI
our God
was?
We know who our creator is in the divine intelligence.
Yeah.
We know who that is. Who is the artificial intelligence creator? Man.
That's it. Another word for man, same number, is the devil. Another word is the beast. That's where it is, and that's why I've never seen their image that I was shown of a devil, but I see a man everywhere every day. That's who I see bringing that lie forward, because that's it. The arch deceiver is considered the devil that tells us the lie. Devil is 21, lie is 12. They're both 3. Well, man is 3. That's why the number of the beast, 21, which is 3, is the number of man, which is 3. The man is the beast, a.k.a. the devil, the liar, the biggest one on the planet.
Right, but what we have to understand that man up there with that finger pointing in the Sistine Chapel with that big white beard is not touching the finger of man anymore. He's touching the robot.
No, he's not. That's why, again, it's technology of what they've programmed these AI, this artificial intelligence, these machines, they programmed them to do. And again, they've pushed the envelope so much that they're now have these AIs that are now feeding off of their own intellect that they've been programmed to do, which means they're not on the script that they've been programmed.
And see, that's the part that it's that. Everything that's been put into those is Silicon Valley and these people who write algorithms and codes. Everything that machine uses is put in by a human. And it's coordinated to where it interacts with each other and trying to figure this out, but it has no soul or feelings. So it just is able to take numbers and zeros and the information, compile it all together, and do that. And so what we're looking at is this man's attempt to now make himself, they did in, what was it, in Mumbai or whatever over there, and they made this robot a citizen. And then they had somebody sent me a thing talking about somebody wanting to marry a hologram. And I said, well, see, that's what Computer Love was saying when he made the song. Man is going to be in love with his computer screen.
His
and
computer.
Lo and behold, what is
it? It is, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it was you or somebody else sent me that same thing. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I told you. We were told we were forewarned.
Oh, yes. 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 And all this stuff from our past is coming to fruition. It's we're seeing what's what.
Cicada.
You know. And
what
it's coming.
Cicada means the past.
Yeah.
It's coming faster and faster, as you said, and that's because, again, the Milky Way, a.k.a. the universe, same number, different words, a.k.a. the cosmos, a.k.a. cosmic, it's
cosmic,
speeding
cosmic.
Up. Right. It's speeding up and expanding. And as above, so below. If the Milky Way, the universe, the cosmic consciousness is speeding up and expanding, so are we.
And
so
let
are
me
we.
Share this. When I was saying about the Schumann frequency and how it's gone up from 7.8 to 44, the Aurora Borealis is being seen in Michigan and the Midwest states over New York, when it used to be right at the only in the Arctic in the north. That's because the magnetic field is pulling down that energy. So to know that there is a great shift going on. And another thing that people have to start watching, space weather, there is a up in the Arctic area, there's a huge, one of the biggest volcanoes, but it's under the ocean, and it has erupted and come to life.
Mm.
And if that thing really starts going, it's gonna cause, it's got a major fault, and the volcanoes in Iceland have started going, and we're going to see major earthquakes start going around the planet as these energies get higher from what's coming from above.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. That's great. I was hoping Miss Kim had tuned in because she called me right before class tonight. I don't know if she had a question or what, but I don't, like I said, I don't know if she had tuned in or not, but she called me right before class to, I guess, go over something with me, but I missed her call. But, yeah, all of these things that we're talking about and we've been talking about because we ain't just started talking about them, we're seeing these things actually start to take shape. As you've been talking about the Overground Railroad, I've been talking about interstanding, you're overstanding the Overground Railroad, and mine is the inner me, inter me, not the enemy, but just to understand by number, whoever you consider your enemy 14, started from the inner me 23, which is all the five. It's still all the five because you don't have no real adversary out there but yourself. And we have been convinced of a outer enemy or something outside of ourselves, and that's everything that we've learned basically came from outside, not from the inside out.
Well,
it's not too many institutions that teach us about your nature, teach you about what they see and what they can identify in you that makes you great, that makes you special, that makes you different. They're constantly pumping things, as the educational system does, in you to institutionalize your mind, to give
right.
you a particular mindset.
We had the privy and you know, the outer limits. We've been put into this twilight zone, and they're showing us that they're going one step beyond being human.
Yes, indeed. All of the sci-fi classics back in the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if we were smart, we should have been really looking at something, because every time we bought a Sunday paper, what's the first thing people start looking for on the Sunday paper.
TV guy.
Yeah. To see what? What program? What time my program's coming on?
The programming. Today's programming has never been over, and now it's never over. When we were coming up, and television went off, and we heard the Star Spangled Banner. Now today, with technology, it never goes off.
Now I'm gonna show you something.
Okay.
You see now that they're using what they call the QR codes, right?
Correct.
The little picture that you do that. You know where the first QR code was?
What?
The little Indian man, when television went off, that little that was in that circle. That's so the camera, when they turn the cameras back on, they don't have to adjust it. All they do is focus in on that Indian, and everything comes back in alignment.
Okay.
That was the QR code.
Mm.
A Indian with a war bonnet. Because that's what
right.
We're getting ready to do.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, this has been good. This has been a good class, along with preparing us for this celestial event that, again, we are part of. We are part of this total solar eclipse that will be happening. And once we truly come to grips with that, we will start to really feed off of that energy, off of that frequency, off of the vibration that is changing this whole earth. The whole earth is changing. It's, like I say, the transformation is the terraforming that the earth is going through, you know. So, again, we're part of all of this that's happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the suggestion is this is the last of the winter moon.
Yeah.
The new moon will be on the 10th. Daylight saving, I think it's on the 9th, and daylight saving time is going to be on the 10th. The next full moon is going to be the spring moon, because the 21st is going to be on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the energy that you now want to cultivate the seedings of what you want to seed in your heart and writing out, do you want to grow in you as spring comes with the energy of the moon?
That's correct. Plant those seeds now.
Right.
This is the time to start planting the seeds.
Right. This is where the farmer plants those crops that grow best for the first harvest is planted at the last of the winter moons.
Mm-hmm.
And so
This
is what we have to do with our consciousness in planning our intentions, our imaging of a nation, our possibilities that we want to see manifest in this coming, because we're going to have the energy on April 8th.
Yes.
Because you look
that
at something,
correct.
The 25th of March is the full moon. So the first next full moon will be Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking at the eclipse across America is going to be that moon that's coming from the 25th. Miss Kim is calling me. Hold on.
Okay,
Brother Eddie, I'm going to play us a song.
Okay. I thought you had went to sleep.
No, I'm here.
Okay,
there she is.
Bless you. Blessings. I've been listening to the whole program. God bless you all, you know.
Oh, bless you, Ms. Kim. I'm glad you heard the program. I don't know what happened to your phone, why you couldn't get in, but, you know, hey, we're glad you're here, as always.
I'm asking you why. Wow, I didn't see your hand go up.
No, I didn't put my hand up. I didn't put my hand up, and when I got ready to, after Brother Eddie just called my name.
It's after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we got you here.
Yeah. Hey, I did what I needed to do then.
Yep.
Yes, you
now
did.
Popcorn.
Yeah, you all talked on a lot of stuff, and you know my veteran and community coalition is to see that no veteran that wants a home is without one.
That's what I wanted to. I should have called because I was talking to somebody, and they're working with the veterans here in Atlanta, and they're trying to develop programs to do with the veterans that come into this center. And I couldn't think of the name of what you had, the Veterans Community Center.
Veteran and Community Coalition.
Veteran and Community Coalition. That's what I got to give her when I talk to her tomorrow.
Which means we all working together. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Because they bring the veterans in from the VA hospital to come there and do crafts and as an outing, they bring them to this center called Rise 2.
Okay.
And a lot of them, some of them are in recovery and some of them are, you know, dealing with some issues. So that's what, you know, I could tell her about that.
Now, well, one of the things God has shown me, and it's a part of the Veteran Community Coalition, is to do a thing of veterans in the arts.
That's what they're doing.
And I believe, well, I'm telling you, like I did with the youth, to do a similar program like that with the veterans so that what do we call it? Be what when they come home? Be brief?
Oh, you talking about discharging?
No, I'm not talking about discharging. It's what you were talking about earlier.
I was saying that I was trying to get a reboot program.
They
put us through a boot camp.
Yes.
And they need to start having a reboot.
Something to be with you. Yes. They put all that in you, and then they go over there and you experience whatever you experience, and you come back, and there's no way for you to let that out.
Right. They just discharge you out of. And what's the what jobs have you been over there? You've been killing people, so what is the veteran
get back in?
Come back and become policemen and start killing people again.
Well, that's a part of what I was shown that's needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As well as American veterans have built up all over the world. While America has gone down, everything tearing down, everything falling apart.
Right.
You know? So I'm sharing, when they say charity begins at home, like you said, they're giving all of that, but we can't say, it can't just be dry bones connection. Speaking that. They ain't gonna pay us no attention. Cut us off.
Are we still there, Eddie? Antoinette?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You're still on, Ms. Kel.
Yeah, well, I was just making statements on things that you had mentioned earlier in the program, you know.
Right. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to play us a song to get us back on track.
Well, before you go, Internet, I want to tell Brother Eddie what I was calling him about. I was calling him about the picture that I sent him for Mother of Liberty.
Oh, that's the picture that you said you had a dream about, you being on the face of the Statue of Liberty? That's the picture?
Big a vision.
What was that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's a nice picture. It's a very beautiful picture of you back in the day. So, yes. I can see that. I can see that face on the Statue of Liberty with that sister with her hips, because that's another reason they didn't want that Statue of Liberty out there, because they know that was no European lady with hips like that that was basically holding up that lamp, that ladder, as they have the torch today. So, yes, that was a great picture that you sent me. I appreciate it.
Go ahead, after that, I'll see you when you come back.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's 1972, an election year, and once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and readied night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being readied night and day, night and day. Listen close to what raps say about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in D.C. to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA, night and day, the white boy scheming night and day. The Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind, but white paranoia's here to stay, the white boy scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred Plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I may paraphrase, the government notice reads,
should there at any time become a clear and present danger initiated by any radical element threatening the operations of the government of the United States of America, members of this radical element shall be transported to detention centers until such time as their threat has been eliminated. Code King Alfred.
Bullshit, I bet you say. There ain't no Allenwood, PA, and people ain't waiting night and day, night and day, night and day. There will be, without the Motown sound and Thunderbird wallowing in the echoes of Malcolm's words, there must be black unity. There must be black unity, for in the end, unity will be thrust upon us, and we upon it and each other, locked in cages, pinned, hemmed in, shoulder to shoulder, arms outstretched for just a crust of bread, watermelon mirages, an oasis that does not exist, conjured up by the bubbling stench, unwashed bodies and unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us, blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads, red pools becoming thicker than syrup, slow down your face, birds matted by the life force sprung loose from wells, well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day.
I'm still trying to, and I've heard that song, old, but I've never heard, you talking about watermelon garages.
But it's very interesting that he mentioned 72, which was an election year. We back on it this year. This is also an election year, family. So all these things that we're talking about is coming up on this election year.
Yeah, I've been back home from Vietnam, a year. I came back in December 70, and going into 71.
Wow. Okay, I got one more for y'all, and then we can get back.
Why are we called Negroes?
Why are we deaf, dumb, and black? Why is everybody making progress, yet we seem to be lagging so far behind? Why are we mistreated? Why are we in this condition, stripped of our nations, our language, our culture, our God, and our religion? Here in America, all of our religious training has been gotten by the preacher. He has told us of a heaven way up in the sky that we can't enjoy now, but rather after we die. But all of the years that we're living, for us there's nothing but hell, pain, torture, and misgiving. Yet the Bible speaks of a heaven filled with material luxury, which the white man and the preacher has right here, so we see. So my friend, take it for what it's worth. Your heaven and your hell is right here on this earth. So let's check back into history, which rewards all research and tells us plainly. Before the white man gained entry to the East, he was living in the caves of Europe, a ravenous beast, eating juniper root and eating flesh raw, till God sent Moses to civilize him and teach him the law. Then following Marco Polo, an explorer, he gained entry into Asia and Africa. From China he took silk and gunpowder. From India he took jute, manganese, and rubber. He raped Africa of her diamonds and her gold. From the Mideast he took barrels of oil and coal, raping, robbing, and murdering everything in his path. The whole black world has tasted of the white man's wrath. So my friend, it's not hard to tell, a white man's heaven is a black man's hell.
And bring him down to slavery. Tell him
paradise. On his body put a price. Oh, my friend, it's easy to tell. White man heaven is black man hell.
Calypso singer Louis Eugene Walcott, better known as the Honorable Louis Farrakhan.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But that takes me to what you were talking about earlier when they infuse the word hood that we gravitated to after Cuba Gooding Jr. and Ice Cube, Boys in the Hood. But I always try to reiterate to people, it's not the word, it's the number behind it that we gravitate to, not knowing the number of the word. So with that being said, what number do you think hood comes to?
5 on it.
There you go. Hood is 14, which is that 5, right? So, yeah, they know what they're doing when they put words, because like I said, they throw the shit, which is no more than a word, on the wall to see what sticks. And they know the words with the numbers to throw at the public, to throw in our face. And we gravitate to it, coronavirus, venom, vaccine, pandemic, so forth and so on. You know, they know those words that has that number that we gravitate to, and we thinking it's just the word by the definition and its meaning that they have given us. No, we see deeper now. So by knowing the numbers, we know what they're doing, because again, game, 5, recognize 5. Game, recognize game. No more can they lead us blindly as the blind leading the blind. That's why blind is 14, which is also 5. See, they can't do it no more. We're not blind. We see all what's been hidden in plain sight. That's what made us blind. We couldn't see what was hidden right in front of us. Now we can. Yes.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
What is graffiti and hieroglyphs? What numbers?
Man, don't put me on the spot like that. I don't. That's not my vocabulary. I have to take time out to spell those words to see exactly what number it comes to. And that's not in my memory bank at this time. I'll have that for you, though.
Okay. The reason I asked the question is because you're saying what the special high-intensity training they're throwing on the wall, SHIT, but the thing that we're looking at in Egypt, they did hieroglyphs and carvings on the wall, and today we're here putting graffiti on the wall.
Okay.
That's why
I
was asking the question.
Yeah. Graffiti and hieroglyphs. Okay, I see where you're going. That's just like saying back in the day they called them scribers. Today they call them writers. Well, scriber and writer are the same number, just like you want to know about graffiti and hieroglyphs. So I'll have that for you. If not by the end of the show, I have it for you by tomorrow. So I'm still doing a couple of little things here, but yeah, since you said it, I'm quite sure that they're very close. If they're not the same number, it's very close. You know, and they probably mirror each other. You know, 14, 41, 32, 23. They probably mirror each other somewhere down the line. So I will let you know what that is. Very interesting.
Right. Because we're looking at something, you know, that's what we did there. And then we're talking about the crossing and calling Illinois Egypt. And because Karnak and Thebes and Cairo is part of the town's name down in southern Illinois. And it's going with the Nile of the West. And we're looking at the in our community, we got graffiti all over the walls. People are painters and putting graffiti on the wall and, you know, tagging the walls and trains and all of that. So it's that we put our mark, and then our ancestors put theirs on everything they wrote on all the walls in Egypt.
Yeah. Excuse me, gentlemen. We have another caller. Area code 415. I'm trying to get you in. Okay, area code 415. If you have your
hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. It's me, Cousin Eddie. It's me. It's my, well, Olivia. So calling from California.
What's up,
Cuz? So what's going on? I was sitting here listening to the stories. My question is, is history repeating itself? Because they're saying there's nothing new under the sun. So when you're talking about, I think, King Alfred, it reminds me of Moses and Pharaoh, and during the plague, the last plague was kill all the firstborn. Then King
Correct.
Herod in the New Testament was like kill all the firstborn 3 and under. So I say 3 to 1 or whatever. I'm like, well, yeah, because 0. 3 to 1, that's 4, kill the person that, you know, is high in consciousness. So then King Herod, and then I was like, is all three of these stories similar? And also the other one that sparked my third eye was when Brother Kwame said, boys in the hood. And I said, is that a symbolism of what Trayvon Martin was when he had the hood? And he was a boy in a hoodie.
Right.
Wow.
Oh yeah, that's a good correlation for that. That's excellent insight on that. But yeah, that was all part of this whole makeup to have cops and everybody else looking at our young boys when they had these hoodies on, when they had hoods on, and
uh-huh.
to exacerbate that, you even got at that time. Basketball teams like the Miami Heat, and at that time LeBron James happened to be on the Heat before he got traded back, and they all got on the cover of some magazine wearing their uniforms, but they all had on hoods, you know, to basically say they were making a stand for Trayvon. I am Trayvon Martin. It was some nonsense again that these idiots push, being contracted and have signed a contract with the devil. Because again, I get tired of these entertainers and sports figures who are half stepping. See, because they won't fully come out and do what needs to be done. All of them came from the damn hood. LeBron, coming from Cleveland. Dwayne Wade, coming from Chicago, right there in the hood on the south side. You know, didn't live too far from where I stayed when I was there. See, so all these idiots to me perpetrating behind a lot of nonsense to divert the attention of what they should truly be doing. See, we, by no
shortness of our imagination should we as black people be in the condition that we're in with all these multimillionaire black people around the United States now in entertainment, in music, rap field, in sports, all this damn money we got, and we still hollering and screaming, see? And it's because people like them and others have been put in position to ensure that we don't advance unless we do it on our own validity. We do it our damn selves. All these people with all this money that all of them came from the damn hood. None of them was born with a silver spoon. And it's like they forgot. No, it's the contract that they signed to keep them away from coming back and helping their own damn community. Even those in the business fields that are lettered by Greek fraternities, gatekeepers, all of them. This is why we haven't advanced in over 50 years. The same, don't let me get started. Don't let me, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And I thank her because, you know, she had a different perception and she's using her third eye and perceiving, and I thank her for that. But it was really important, too, and I thought she was going to piggyback on it, is that Boys in the Hood was in California. Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida from coast to coast. They showed you. We got you from one side of Turtle Island to the other side of Turtle Island. He was in Florida. Boys in the Hood was in California.
Yeah, that's, again, like you said, from coast to coast, imaging. Boys in the Hood being a movie. Trayvon Martin being reality. See,
right.
So again, and this is why the Miami Heat in Florida did the nonsense that they did and did nothing else after they took a photo op to get in somebody's magazine like they was making a damn difference. Stop the madness. See?
And Lawrence Fishburne, and this is what Ms. Kim is saying. What did Lawrence Fishburne tell him when they was out there fishing? He says, the military is not a place for a black man.
That is true. What did he say in School Days? Or Spike Lee say, wake up, damn it, wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Brother Kwame.
Yes, ma'am.
As a veteran, would you explain that to me a little more?
As a veteran, he's saying that there is really no honor. Just what you said about the Tuskegee Airmen, when they came out of World War II, the white boys got parades and were given all of the things that were what this country said that they were great and for serving the country and doing that. And those Tuskegee Airmen that flew and protected those bombers were given nothing. It's no place for a black man. It don't make a difference. You know, and that's what he was in saying, is that even you joining the military and you coming out of the military and serving this country, you get no recognition, because that's why you see the streets are full of brothers that are veterans. And some of their own are now homeless. But it's no place for us, because we fought in every war for this country and we still are fighting to be recognized as a human being.
Well, what I felt in my heart is that we as a people must step up and give recognition. And if we do that, it'll speak for itself.
And the part that you said, and I it rang with me what King said. We as a people will do what? Promised land, but this land does not promise us anything. We fought and we've done and we did, and the part of it is that they still haven't kept their promise.
But you know what, Brother Carmen? This is why I go to the Bible. Because the Bible says whatever you do, do it as unto God.
Right.
If you do it as unto God, he will reward you because man is not going to do what he's supposed to do.
That's true. Because that song that she just played with Farrakhan, she says it's the white man's world and the black man's hell. But then he talked about the red man and what he pushed him to the west and took his land. But what they did to the red man was worse than the hell that they did to us.
Still doing.
Yeah.
To both of us.
Right.
But it ain't just us.
No.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. And that's where we've got to learn to put our energy in the spirit, as you were talking about, and the supernatural.
Right. And this is why the Choctaw Indians had a prophecy. They said that the children on Turtle Island will come back together, the red and the black, the children of two shields. We're now fighting with our next shield, which is our spiritual shield. Because like you said, this war is about spirit and principalities. It's about a spiritual warfare. And this is what we're fighting, to keep our spirit connected to us as human beings, because a computer does not have a spirit. And we're trusting in a machine when we don't trust nature anymore.
Like they ask Google instead of God.
That part, yes.
I've always said that this is all they did was swapped out the name, but the number remained the same. Because as we call it, the net, and net is 13, which is God. So that's why they put everything in the net, and we know that the binary code for net is 10, the 1 and the 0. 10 and net, when you spell it, are the same, so it's 13. And the computer is 32. 32 is Christ. So everything that they put a name on technology still represents God and Christ in everything we're doing. And we don't see it because we see the word that they've given us, the internet, the computer.
Positive and negative, and nobody's paying attention.
What was that, Ms. Kim?
Positive and negative. And nobody's paying attention.
Oh, that's it. The positive and negative.
And see, the part that we have, the positive and negative, is that above is the positive, and we're on the planet, which is the negative, and we are the conductors of energy. We're the battery. They told you that in the Matrix.
Oh, yeah,
you
positive
are
and negative.
You are this Duracell battery.
Yeah, positive and negative is no more than the male and the female. That's why you
right.
have a positive and negative end of a battery. That's why at the end of the day, universe 2, battery is 2, people are 2. The people are the battery of the universe. They're using our power, that positive and negative charge, because when you add positive and negative, you still come back to 2, which is a battery.
Right, but what we're seeing in the entertainment, when they have these World Series, the Super Bowl, the championship basketball, you get all of those people in a building or space that you take all of that energy that's coming from them, that's going into the earth and taken into the heavens. And this is what they bank off of. Your power. This is how that my own natural energy yields. You got all of them people paying for those tickets and sitting there cheering and screaming and hollering for those people on the fields or on the court or on, and you have all of that energy that they harness when they do that event. Do you know if you could look at how much energy is put into that?
Oh,
and they put it on the grids, because the last just Super Bowl in Vegas was on the 36th parallel, which is the slave line that they mapped out in the grid. So you look at how they use this energy of us herding us together. That's why they put all the people in a city, because you have all of that energy. Do you notice that most universities of higher learning are in the hood? Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, a lot of them are. But that's even
why?
Understanding.
Because the energy from the people surrounding it.
That's the key. Again, by the number people or two, by the number university is two, by the number sports, I don't care what in the hell we want to call it, basketball, football, it's still sports. Sports is two. Why do you think we finna have a damn eclipse? Eclipse is two. That's the people of the universe of this Milky Way that don't see the cosmic consciousness of everything by number, because that's what the Creator gave us before we got a word. We had the numbers. And it's returning, family. The number behind the words of this occult language called English is returning back. Ain't nothing new. So we getting it all back, that it was all here before. It ain't never, it didn't change. They changed it because they gave it a new language called English, the baby of all languages. And that's why a baby babbles. Babble is 14, 5. English is 32, 5. A cult is 23, 5.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
Before you move from that energy, remember I told you all that over 100,000 people did the Powerful Fist Click.
Over 100,000 people did what?
Did the Powerful Fist in the air.
Okay, yeah.
At what stats when I sung Lift Every Voice and Sing?
Okay.
Okay, you're talking about the energy. The energy of over 100,000 people saying the same thing with their fists clenched in the air. What kind of energy is that?
That's the energy that they can't stop, because it's coming from the natural word called music. Music is in words or it's with instruments, because our voice is also considered an instrument. So when they saw that, that's a power that they don't control. They can't control.
That's why they banned Lift Every Voice and Sing. But it's back, what you all talking about. It's on the NFL, whether I'm singing it or not.
They've been doing that for quite some time. Even Parliament's music in the 70s was banned from certain states. One state I can definitely come to was Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri. They would not allow Parliament music in the mid-70s to be played, because, again, Parliament, the music, the message that they were delivering was something they did not understand. They could not understand why this group called Parliament was constantly using a word called funk. And most black people was funky, but didn't know their definition, Webster's definition of the word funk. We use the slang term of what it meant. But by their definition, funk means fear. To be afraid of, to shrink from, to run away from. They trying to figure out what is this damn group telling about we funk. They knew it had nothing to do with fear, but it had everything to do with thought. They couldn't figure it out. It was coded music the way all of our music, the spirituals and the Negro hymns back in the day, when they gave us a way to freedom. This was another way that this music was giving us our liberation. So any music that they don't control, that they didn't back and say, sing this, sing about MF, calling your women the B word and this, that, and the other. No, when we're talking about something that is basically giving us that edge, giving us those words of information, as the OJs sung beautifully, we've got a message in our music. There's a message in the song. So come along and sing along, because the more of you that sing it, the more that we put it in the atmosphere, it's in the air. And this, again, they don't want this because it becomes repetitive. Music is contagious. And when you start singing, also, go ahead, Kwame.
Yeah, and you got an excellent point, because the thing that happens when you have a concert and you sing in positive music, you elevate the frequency of all that's surrounding that area. But that's why Missouri said they didn't want that, because that would enhance what Parliament was singing would be, and the majority of the people around St. Louis area is us. So they didn't want to empower you. That's why they banned it. But they will create these huge concerts singing all of this, what you just said, the B word and degrading. They will sell out tickets for that type of energy to be transmitted across the planet.
That's it. Make fat and whitehead. Go ahead, Miss Kim.
I wanted to say also, when I left Motown, we started a record company called Venture Records. And one of the first songs was the song about a man that's working in a factory, and he come home, ain't no food, the house ain't clean. And he said that's a funky way to treat somebody. FCC wouldn't let that play. They wouldn't let that play because of the word funky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what you say they're saying now?
Huh?
I say what you say they're saying now on the radio?
Oh, everything. Everything and anything. You know, it's, especially if it's degrading and demeaning, they're going to definitely push it. But this is why, again, I was about to say, McFadden and Whitehead said it beautifully. Once we get in accord and back in alignment, ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move.
Right.
Parliament said it even better. We are one nation under a groove, getting down just for the thought of it, as they called it, for the funk of it. The funk is nothing but the thought. That's why they say, where do you get your thought? Where do you get your funk from? Where do you get your thought from? Not his, not hers, yours. Where do you get it from? See, so they didn't understand that the funk was a thought that George Clinton basically came up with by the word, but implementing that it was a thought or past tense thought. And once we were all on that groove, on that note, ain't no stopping us. Ain't no
right.
stopping us.
And see, the power is something that we have to look at. If you ever watch a group of people get out doing the electric slide, everybody is moving in sequential order. And that's the power of music, because we unify with that music to everyone's frequency moves in harmony.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
I wanted to tell you that I was at the convention when Gamelin Huff told the people that our message is in our music,
right.
And immediately things changed.
Mm.
And that's why
that's
they
wonderful.
Changed our music. They changed the words that our artists could sing, and the record company started having them to sing the derogatory, the killing, and the degrading message, as of putting the positive messages that you got, we're a winner, keep on moving, we're moving on up. See, all of those parts of positive, they had to find a way to stop us from elevating our people with the music, because that was the message. That's why they stopped Sister Soldier. That's why they stopped KRS-One, because they were putting positive. They had to kill Tupac.
Well, you know, Brother Kwame, a young man that's a producer of the music today, he said that they don't want happy music. The music has to be low tones and with a negative sound.
Right, and that's the vulgarity that they wanted to put into the minds of the children. Because guess what? You hear those kids singing those lyrics.
They know
everyone. Be, oh, man.
They know everyone.
I have a question. Now, I was told, you know the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Right.
Remember?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You know, people were dying after listening to that song. They would go out, they would sing the song, and they were going out and they would die. You know, something would happen where they would die. Now,
excuse me, I got distracted. What's the song?
Don't worry, be happy by Bobby McFerrin. Bobby McFerrin's old song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Okay. Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. And you see people were dying?
Yeah. After listening to it, they would go out singing it, and, you know, they said they, you know, people were dying from it. So now how does that collate with everything?
What do you mean people were dying from the song?
Well, I don't know.
They were committing suicide or something?
No, they were, you know, getting hit by cars. I mean, anything, you know, getting a car accident. You know, maybe get killed, but, you know, it was a large number of people getting killed, but they said it was, they were singing to that song and stuff like that and then going out.
My first thought when you said that, Antoinette, how they know what in the hell these people were saying? If they were singing a song and they died, who said what song they were singing? They dead.
Yeah,
I was singing this song before I died. See, so again, to me, that seems like a distraction on getting us away from a happy song, from a song that makes you feel good, and seeing that
right. You
got negative complications. Who came up with that? Who said that? And thank you for sharing that, because with you sharing that, I've never heard that. This is the first time I've ever heard that anybody died after singing Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. I've never heard it. See?
Yeah,
so who put that out there? Who? Go ahead. Who was talking? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying that came out years ago.
Yeah.
Oh. That,
this is the first time I've ever heard of that, Sister Antoinette. So when that did come out years ago, I'm wondering who's in control of the media, who put that out there to basically have people stop singing a happy song. Because, again, nobody that I knew, I was singing it. Nobody that I knew was singing it didn't come up dead. Where did they get this number from? Who did they, you know, who came up with this nonsense? You know,
and
like I said, when we hear stuff, this is what we take in. We accept, we believe, and it becomes our truth, and we start to spread it. We regurgitate it. We repeat it, you know.
That's why we got to guard our ears.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. See, and a Parliament lyric that I love, mind your wants, because there is someone that wants your mind.
Yeah.
See, they want your mind. They want whatever we got in our mind that they did not put there through education, they want it because it was something they didn't come up with. It's something that we got spiritually that was innately embedded in us at birth. They don't have it. They want it. So mind your wants because somebody wants your mind.
Well, Eddie, I don't know if I told you all about the brothers that I think you said they were in Texas and they gave a, they went and got a radio equipment and stuff, but they were not supposed to get what they got. They put the thing in backwards, and they got as much as anybody else. They got more than most people, you know, as far as the wattage was concerned, and their audience. But they were only supposed to have, say, if it was 50, they got 50,000 instead of the 50 they were supposed to get because they put it in backwards.
Good for them. Now you never shared that story, Miss Kim, not with me, at least. With that's beautiful. They got more wattage and more power than they were supposed to get. Great. That's I love it.
What did you say, Wim Quinn?
No, I was saying about the Temptations because I don't know if they was with Motown when they made Take a Stroll to Your Mind when they did Psychedelic Chat.
Yeah, they were with Motown.
Okay.
You said when they did. You can scroll with them.
Song, Take a Stroll to Your Mind. You'd be surprised what you might find.
Okay. Yeah, that's. I was at Motown when, as a matter of fact, I was there when the Temptations developed the Temptation Walk.
Okay.
We were in Washington at the Howard, and Major Lance was the star of the show.
Monkey time,
yeah. And
what was monkey time? Go, 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 gorilla, go, now go.
No,
he didn't make the last and make it, but there was enough. They did monkey time, and then they came out with Go, Gorilla, Go.
Oh, no. Well, Major Lance had a big hit. He had a number one R&B anyway. I don't know what he did on the pop chart. He was the star of the show. But when the Pimps came out there with the Temptation Walks, they wouldn't let him off the stage, and Major Lance couldn't get on. So they had to switch all of that around.
Yeah, but the Temptations, it was their choreographer that
learned
that.
No, it was not. No, it was not. No, Paul.